Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is my entry for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014, episode 17. You will notice that I am still a couple of days behind.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick off the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So I'm just going to talk extemporaneously about how I spent my weekend. Sunday was my birthday. My party was on Saturday, and Sunday was my actual birthday. And I had told the universe I wanted a storm. I'd also told my mother I wanted a storm because she lives in La Paz, Baja California Sur in Mexico. And they've been having a really, really wet summer. They've been very lucky. All the hurricanes have been going out to the Pacific, but they've still been getting all the rain bands. And it's not usually typically very rainy there until like September, October. So they've been getting torrential rains. There's video of one of the bars on the Malecón. It was actually struck by lightning and went up in flames, which just doesn't happen anymore. So the video was very striking. There are people kayaking down the streets, right across the street from the water. So it's pretty interesting. And this is just normal rain. This isn't even a hurricane. So I had asked her to send rain here to North Texas. And Saturday night, the sky started getting thick and humid. And it's like that. I mean, half the time in Texas in summer, it gets thick and humid and looks as if it should rain, and you get nothing because Dallas and the whole Metroplex are under this cap. So in order for moisture to break through, it has to be exactly the right weather conditions. It's like we're living under a dome, but not the one that Stephen King wrote about. So Sunday morning, I woke up at 6:30 because it was my birthday, right? So even though I'm not five anymore, I revel in birthdayness. We have this tradition that whenever the cake is cut, you celebrate till there is no more cake. I have three more slices. Or the end of the month, whichever comes last. So, because, like, I have friends from all over the world who are sending me stuff, and my mom's present was taken by a friend to Oregon so that she could mail it from the U.S., so I won't have it for a couple of days. So until the last present comes, your birthday totally isn't over. My grandmother used to actually make us relight the candles every night, until there was no more cake, but I'm not quite that ridiculous. I also have stolen a friend's tradition from decades ago that after about the age of 21, when birthdays are no longer really big milestones, we don't put numbered candles or any specific, like, you know, 30 candles, if you're 30 kind of thing. Instead, we do three, just three. Which stand for the past, the present, and the future, which I think is much nicer, and you don't get wax everywhere. So Saturday night we had a party. It was really nice. I made this experimental casserole that was basically eggplant lasagna, only it wasn't eggplant lasagna where you would like layer pasta and then eggplant and then ricotta. It was literally grilled eggplant, roasted eggplant was the pasta, and then all that was in it was ricotta and tomato sauce, and then, you know, Parmesan on top to melt, and it was really, really good. So we did that and a Caesar salad. I learned this way of making homemade Caesar dressing that doesn't use coddled egg, because coddling an egg at the right level of coddledness is kind of tricky, and a lot of my friends are phobic about loose yolks. I'm not. I mean, we all grew up licking egg beaters and nobody's died from it yet, so I don't have that phobia, but I try to respect my friends when they come to visit. So I learned this recipe where you use anchovy paste, because even if you hate anchovies, Caesar dressing without that anchovy bite just doesn't taste like Caesar dressing. And mayonnaise instead of raw eggs. And kosher salt. And lemon, and a little bit of Grey Poupon, and Worcestershire sauce. And it actually tastes pretty good. It tastes like the real proper Tijuana Caesar salad, which is where it came from. And it's quite tangy and tart, and it's not quite as good as the Caesar salad I've had in Baja, where they make it at your table. And that Caesar dressing is so amazing, it makes you want to take a bath in it. But it's still pretty good. Especially for like 5 minutes at home. tons of garlic. The actual recipe calls for 3 cloves of garlic, and whenever I see something like that, I just laugh, and I use, like, 10. So we did that. We had this awesome cake. Some of you have seen the pictures. It's a woman, it's a mermaid in a bathtub reading a book, and the inside of it was chocolate with raspberry filling, and it's our standard. The flavor is what I always order for my birthday, and then I just say, okay, to my husband, okay, Fuzzy, here's the name of the bakery. Tell them I want this flavor, and it's up to you to do whatever art you want. So whatever I'm into that year, he usually knows, and he gets them to do it. Last year, they did a woman on a lounge chair on a beach with a book and a cup of coffee, and they actually used sugar sand. So it was, like, sparkly, granular sand, and it was really cool. When I turned 40, we actually did tears, and it was pink and orange, and a Gerbera daisy was the top. I have the best fun with baked goods. And then Sunday, we met friends at one of the local chain restaurants, Cafe Brazil, where they have, like, 23 kinds of coffee, and you serve yourself. And it's not health food, but it is healthy food. So even though some of the things are fried, most of their food is sautéed, and it's all very fresh and seasonal, and if not organic, as close to it as they can get. They make the best grilled cheese sandwich I've ever had commercially that isn't, like, diner grilled cheese. So they use a combination of Jack, cheddar, and Asiago, I think, on their grilled cheese. And that and black bean soup is my favorite thing, and it was storming all day, so it was, like, the perfect day for it. So that's what I did. And then I came home, and I wrote 1,000-word flash fiction for a competition. I signed up 3 months ago for this competition called NYC Midnight. They do several competitions throughout the year. They do a screenwriting competition. They do a short story competition. And they do a flash fiction competition. And because I have other commitments, I chose and don't know this competition very well, this contest series. I thought flash fiction was the way to go because it's not going to be more than 1,000 words. You can knock that out. Well, in theory. So at 11:59 p.m. Friday night, I received an email what my heat number was, and then every heat has its own thing. And just like when you're doing improv and you get, like, a place and an object and an inspiration word, that's what they give you. They give you a genre, a location, and an object. So my group got crime caper, tobacco shop, and pocket mirror. I've never written a crime caper in my entire life. I love noir. I love detective fiction. When I hear crime caper, I think noir because to me, caper is just a noir term. So I did that and I went with it. And unfortunately, I cannot share it because if I read it into this, then it counts as published and then I get disqualified. Nutty has read it and said it didn't suck. Actually, she was very, very complimentary, but my interpretation of that is always, oh, it doesn't suck, because I never trust my own gut about my work. So a few people have read it privately, and I think it turned out really well, considering that I was doing birthday stuff most of the weekend, didn't even start it until 5 p.m., and turned it in by 9, because you've got 48 hours to do it, and I took probably 36 of those 48 just to percolate and figure out what I was going to do. And I asked Nutty, and I asked some other friends, and everyone gave me differing opinions. But the one thing almost everyone agreed with me was that it needed to be at least a nod to noir. So I did that. And I'm actually really happy with the way it turned out, and I really wish I could share it. So after the next round comes and I'm allowed to share it, I will. I have decided just to think of the whole thing as textual improv, because it's really the same thing. Putting it in writing, but it's a genre you don't work in. And I've been into, like, 2 tobacco shops in my entire life, so that was also a stretch. But I have an uncle who smokes cigars, a great uncle, who used to smoke cigars. And I have a couple of relatives who are also pipe smokers. And I hate the smell of cigarettes. I hate the smell of cigar smoke. I love the smell of pipe tobacco. So I tried to work that into the story. And now you're all wondering what it's about. I know. Ha ha. So that's how I've spent the last 2 or 3 days. This is actually Tuesday night that I'm recording this. Technically, it's like 1:46 in the morning in my time zone, but it's still Tuesday night. So hey, that's what it counts for. So there. The day doesn't change until you wake up after sunrise in my world. And on that note, I'm going to end this because I've babbled for 10 minutes about nothing. Go me. Thank you all for listening. Show notes for this episode can be found at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com. Dog Days of Podcasting can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thanks for listening, and make sure you never let your bathwater get too cold.
It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.